hope that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones,
let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show. We got a good one today. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Let me go over to Wendy. Wendy's on in Ohio. Hi, Wendy.
Hello, Bobby. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. What's happening with you?
I just wanted to say how proud I am of the show that you put on and how real it is. It's refreshing to have something like that.
What do you mean real? I'm always curious about that. Everybody has a different definition of real. What about our show is real to you?
Just the way that you guys carry on, as far as, like, you don't try to be politically correct.
It's true. I don't try not to be.
And it's just refreshing.
I'll tell you, here's the problem I have with lying. You ready? Not that the lie is bad, but it is, right? But I just can't remember my lies. If not, I would lie all the time. I can't remember. I'm doing this show and a podcast. I'm writing books. I can't remember to lie. If I could lie and remember, it'd be an even better show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'd be so much better.
Thank you. What do you think about that?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I know. She checked out. Hey, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate
She's
that.
She's like, I don't buy it.
She's like, yeah, you're lying. Haley in Maine, you're on. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What's going on?
I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
I just thought I would call and say hi, and that I love you guys. And I love when you guys do little competitions.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate that. I always like it when you share what you do like. Is there anything you don't like?
No, I love you guys, and I love how close all of you are. You're all, like, best friends, and I wish I worked with you guys, because work wouldn't even be work.
Well, you'd think so, right? Boy, I come in so sleepy and grumpy sometimes, though. Right, Amy?
Yes. But we're friends. It's fine. Like, we admit, I mean, you're not always getting along as friends. Not always. Nope. Relationships take work.
You have to do a lot of work to get along with me?
No, but I mean, I just mean you have to sometimes work towards the relationship, which I feel like we've grown a lot over the years and gotten more comfortable with being okay in those moments where it's not all like awesome. Just being like, okay, you be you for a minute over there and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Wow. Wow.
I mean, same thing. Vice versa. You to me.
Haley, thank you. I've never been to Maine. What's Maine about?
Oh, it's full of cows cornfields and potato fields. I live in Exeter, Maine, and we have so many cows. We have more cows than we have people.
Why was I just picturing, like, lobster?
Oh, yeah, lobster, too. If you come to Maine and don't have a lobster, you're doing it wrong. But I don't like seafood, so.
That's why you get the surf and turf. You get both, the cow and the lobster.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Haley, thank you for calling the show. Thank you for listening.
Have a fabulous day.
Yeah, thank you very much. What do you want to do? You want to talk about the spa? So yesterday, I had the afternoon off. And I was like, I'm going to go do something. I'm going to go to the spa. I'm going to try to relax. And I go in, and they're like, okay, first we're going to give you your massage. And you lay on the table. And I get massages, but mostly it's for injuries. And all they do is rub their hands over you, basically. It's like, they just like.
So it's more like a Swedish massage.
I don't need to be touched just for the sake of being. Yeah, so they're like just, and I'm like, more pressure. And they did, it just really wasn't a thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, more pressure. And the whole time I'm thinking, I'm going, it's driving me crazy. They're just rubbing their hands on me. So, okay, fine, whatever. I get out of that. I go to this to get a facial, which I didn't even know was part of the package that I bought. But let me go try it out. And I lay there. And the whole time that I'm laying there, I'm thinking about, did I get enough cash tipped to valet? Did I leave my locker open? What am I going to do? My brain is spinning 100 miles an hour when I'm supposed to be relaxing that I can't relax. I'm trying to find my relaxation.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't have it.
You have to find something.
Whatever it is, I do not have it.
If that can't do it, I don't know what will. A massage and a facial?
It wasn't a massage. It was just people rubbing their hands with palms on me. They should have called it a palming. I got a palming at the spa.
She talk or not talk?
A little bit, but she always talked real creepily.
Like what?
Hey, how does that feel? Like in my ear? Like, dude, just talk. You'd be like, hey, how's that feel? But she was, and I'm sure
she
was just
trying to set the
I'm
mood
sure she was
because
doing her job.
Like, lights
and
are
the music's
low.
Terrible. This is how I'm gonna tell you how to run a spa, everybody. Ready? Ask the person like what iHeart radio station or like what kind of playlist they would like. Because I would go in and I would go, you know what? I would pick the John Mayer channel.
Yeah.
Or I would pick the Old Dominion channel.
Totally.
And then it would be songs that sounded like that.
You actually should be in charge of a spa, because that's not a bad idea.
Of course it's not a bad idea.
And then maybe you could get lost in the music because you like it. And then you could relax.
Because all the music, it's like waterfalls, and I got to thinking about pee the whole time. Because it's like some dripping. I was like, dripping, and there's music. And then I hear, how's the pressure into my ear? Just ask it like a human.
I picture like the Hobbit dude.
Yeah.
Giving you a face.
He's walking around like
that. Precious.
Yeah. Or like Hunchback of Notre Dame. Yeah. Would you like more pressure?
I'm going to paint this on your face.
The whole, it wasn't for me. Maybe for you guys. And then that heat thing that the steamer, face steamer, that's supposedly steaming your face. It just can't breathe during it.
Oh, wow.
So when I breathe in my nose, all I breathe in is steam. Mm-hmm. Who wants that?
I do.
Well,
mainly because I know what it's doing. It's good for my skin. Like sometimes at home, I'll boil water and put a towel over my face and just do it at home.
And then my back. I hate my back.
Why?
Because I have moles, and I've had them all cut off, but there's still all these mole spots. And then I have pimples, and I don't have a hairy back, but there are like little spots where my back is the grossest part of my body. And I'm like, I bet she's judging me. She's probably gonna tell all her friends. And not even that I'm the guy from radio, just that weird bat guy came in.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't even think about it like that. Like, oh, I
so
bet
then
you...
you're like self-conscious, yeah, then I'm like, and you're like, ugh.
One time, this is when I was getting physical therapy on my shoulder. I told you, I was getting the dry needling stuff done. She was like, I believe you have a growth or something on your back. And I was like, that's a pimple. I don't even remember the term. My back is, I'm just gross. I'm just gross. I don't know.
You're not gross.
I'm gross.
You're not.
That was the whole experience for me. I sat down and
so
I was like,
you're probably not going to do the spa again.
No. Why would I
Dang it. I was really hoping you would enjoy it and we could go have spa day. Like a work thing. You know?
Then they like do your toe. They like rub my feet.
Yeah. And I'm you like, can say no feet. I have to sometimes feeling ticklish.
Here are the things that I like. Get my feet rubbed and my hands rubbed.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. But they only did it for like 4 seconds.
Oh.
Like I would go in about like an hour of a foot rub. Can you do that?
You should go to those little Reflex Flexology spas. They're in like strip malls.
No, I'm not going. No.
Yes, because you can just walk in and it's cheap and they'll just rub your feet.
They take pictures of them, put them on the internet?
I don't know, yeah. Maybe.
That's probably what happens.
Mm-hmm. One time, Florida.
Listen, one time I went to a spray tan place. I swear they were taking video. It was, I walk in and we were in California. Mike, we were in California. We were shooting American Idol. And I walk in, I was like, I got to get a spray tan because those lights get on you so much that they just wash you out. And I got to go get a spray tan. And I go to a place and there's just a person sitting at like an old school desk from like 1993. And they're like, oh, are you here for a spray tan? And I'm like, what else would I be here for? And there's like a gaming machine over to the right. I'm like, well,
what do you want?
I was like, well, this is interesting. And I was like, how much? And they were like, how much cash do you have?
Wow.
And I'm like, huh. I was like, well, I have a $20 bill. They're like, that'd be perfect. Your room's back there in the back. And I walk back. My room back there in the back was the only room in the back. And I walk into the room, and it's like, you know how you walk into one of those big closets and there's a big water tank?
Yeah.
That's what the kind of room it felt like. And so I get in it, and it's one of those where you turn around, and I'm certain they had a camera up. I'm certain if you search, like, Southern California spray tan ding-a-ling, the eye pop up. Sandy in Maryland, what's happening?
Everything's good. How are you?
I'd say the same thing. Everything's pretty good. Living live. I'm in the studio with all my friends. What can I help you with?
Well, I thought I could help you. I can't do the spa either because I get crazy. My mind starts going all over. Acupuncture. I swear by it. You'll feel like you're on cloud nine.
You know what? I've done acupuncture. Let me say this about my pain tolerance. If 0 is a baby and 10 is a lumberjack... I'm somewhere around the poopy diaper.
Okay.
I have no pain tolerance. And they do that. They take it and they go into you. And they would do like my feet. It was like fire. It was okay. I tried it. I've been injured so many times. Mild injuries that I've tried acupuncture. It wasn't my thing. But I like that it works for you. Some people swear by it.
But for anxiety, did they do it?
No. You know, I was reading a story about anxiety where they said that anxiety is actually great for people that want to get ahead in their careers.
Hmm. Okay, why?
It says anxiety makes you better at your job. Researchers found that workers focus better, stay motivated if they're anxious. I'm so anxious, and I'm getting weird anxiety about things that aren't job related, but I'm OCD and anxious. That's a big key to why I'm always on, is because I'm always like, oh, I got it. What's next? What's next? So I agree with this, but it's not healthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have an extra, like, anxiety comes in different heightened forms. I feel like yours is higher than some others.
What do you mean?
I feel like people have more severe anxiety than others. Like, some people can experience anxiety, and I feel like you have it more regularly.
I think I live a general state of anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm just anxious all the time. I was talking to Amy about something this morning, having a private conversation. The premise of the conversation was that I'm always anxious, mm-hmm. and for a minute I wasn't, and it felt good. Mm. And she was like, oh, you know what you need? It was a whole thing. I can't talk about it here.
Okay, it's private. It's a private conversation.
I can kind of tell you're like not really wanting to talk about it because you're like, and then we had this whole talk and then,
we were all in too.
I know.
You can't tell the rest of the story, really, can you?
Maybe I can tell it later. Except I talk about me all day long. Meaning, I'll talk about my thing. Mm-hmm. But it's up to you. But
we'll talk about it later.
Okay. In more hour appropriate time.
Sure. Oh.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
We coming back tonight and talking about this?
Yeah, this is getting interesting.
I'll meet you guys all up here at 11 p.m. for a Bobby Bones show after dark.
Right. Wow.
We'll do that in Quiet Storm. Play all this. I used to listen to get that Quiet Storm when I was a kid. They'd be like, all right. And it'd be all Keith Sweat songs. Like,
Quiet Storm.
You never had Quiet Storm?
No, never.
It's hilarious.
I don't have time to do it right now because we got to get to Tell Me Something Good. But Quiet Storm would be like all like soul R&B songs. I loved it too because I love, you know, all kinds of music. But let's see if I can get a little bit on here. They'd be like this. They'd be like, I want a team. Welcome to Quiet Storm, where we play all the songs to make you feel good all night long. It's me. Bobby Bones, and I'm here to take you to your quiet store.
It's awesome, man. It's
sounds
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Bobby Bones. Yeah. Can you believe Raymundo had never been to Cracker Barrel?
I can't.
And so you go to Cracker Barrel. What'd you think?
Went in there. Disappointed.
Yeah, why is your face disappointed?
Food was fine. Down home cooking, I get that. But I just feel like they went a little cornball-ish with it's old school.
Well,
they
act
like they're churning the butter in the back.
Yeah.
And on the front porch, there's a bunch of old like rocking chairs.
I bought two of those rocking chairs. You can buy them for your own home.
Why are you being a hater? Are you kidding me? And then there's old people sitting there on the rocking chairs. I'm like, did I just go back to 1960?
That's what they want you to feel.
60?
And then we sit down at the table, and I'm pretty sure it was a picnic table. Like, it was where you go on like a picnic. They had that tablecloth, so it made you feel old
school.
Like
the checkered.
Yeah, and then in the corner, there's an old wagon that's kind of broken down.
Right now, you're basically doing a commercial for me to go to Cracker Barrel today. Like,
yeah,
everything
like,
you're saying is so appealing to me.
And at the table, I go to get on my phone, and I look over to my left, and there's that little peg game.
The triangle
with the jump. My grandpa paid that!
Yeah, that's the whole point of Cracker Barrel.
It was just a flash from the past, and I was like, man, I mean, the food was great. But, wow, it's 2019, baby.
But that's why it's...
There's not a TV in that.
It's an old country store.
Of course.
Ray's like, where's the
store? It's called Old Country Store, and the store's awesome. You can get, like, candy.
Been in the store before, just never crossed over and gotten the food before.
Yeah, well, I love Cracker Barrel. If you're going to die meal, like your death row meal, whatever, is always chicken fried steak. And they make the best with white gravy. I'm just surprised what'd you get to eat?
I got, just simple. It was eggs, toast, bacon. Like grandma would make.
Did you? You're being such a hater right
now.
No,
I looked for some other stuff. I was like trying to get a mimosa. I was trying to do this, that. That very, pretty simple menu.
But that's like going to a pizza place ordering a hamburger. You're at Cracker Barrel. Eat old school things. Eat southern things.
Yeah, I should have. I will. I mean, it's right next to us.
On the rocking chair.
Yeah, go have fun. Enjoy
it. Like, live a little.
I think it's funny he thinks it's the 60s. It's more like the...
He was like, they're churning butter in the back. It's like 1960.
Yeah. That's like the
1800s.
Yeah, the late 1800s.
And I'm pretty sure our waitress was wearing a bonnet. I was like, oh, okay.
What a hater. All right. Go again. You get some almond butter with the, with the biscuit.
Yeah.
You have to ask for that special. This is not a commercial in any way, by the way. I promise you.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Chesterfield, Virginia. There was a woman. She had three guys in her car. They were going to break into a house. So they pull up in the neighborhood. She drops them off, and she goes and parks down the street, waiting for them to come out. One of the neighbors like, man, that car's kind of suspicious. Comes out, starts taking pictures of her car.
And she's the only one in it?
Only one in it.
Yeah.
Lady's like, I don't like you taking pictures of me. Calls the cops on the lady that was taking pictures of her.
So she calls the cops while they're robbing another house?
Yes. And the cops show up, and as they're sitting there talking to the lady in the car, Her three dudes come up with all the loot.
No way.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
No way. That's crazy. Also, if you're one of the loot dudes, don't you see cops talking to her and you don't walk up to the car?
Yeah, you'd think.
There's so many boneheads here. This is like multi-bonehead.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this guy was feeding his small dog these little sausages, and then all of a sudden, the dog collapsed on the ground and stopped breathing. But someone nearby ran to the rescue, and it's all on video. The person starts, like, I don't know, giving a little puppy Heimlich. The sausage comes out, and then the dog hasn't really revived itself yet, though. So then they start doing CPR.
Wow, and they go, there's a puppy, and they do Heimlich on the puppy?
Yeah.
And CPR on the puppy?
It says here, dislodge the stuck sausage from the puppy before performing chest compressions on the animal until it revived.
And then CPR.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
I guess that is CPR. I was thinking like mouth to mouth.
No, yeah, they could do that too. The dog.
Yeah. Hey, good. And they have it all in video?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I wonder what those sauce must be good. That dog eating them that fast.
Mm-hmm. There's just something about CPR or any type, like a squirrel or a dog getting revived or a cat.
I mean, there's things about
so
animals.
So cute.
There'll be a movie where 97 people will be shot in a gangster movie, and I'll be like, oh, okay. But if they shoot a dog, I'm like, no, not the dog.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's do Get to Know the Bobby Bone Show, where I'll ask you a question. What's your favorite ever movie scene? Amy?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go with Dirty Dancing when he tells baby's parents, nobody puts baby in the corner.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
That's your favorite scene? Like, what does he do? Does he fight for her? Or?
Well, it's towards the end of the movie where, yeah, they're basically, the parents do not want them to be together in the whole movie. But at the end is this big dance scene that they've been working towards. And baby's kind of in the corner. And he goes and he grabs her and he goes, nobody puts baby in the corner. And then they do this epic dance scene that's so awesome. And then the movie ends and you're like, yay.
And that was in the 80s.
Yeah, late 80s. Yeah, like 89 probably.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Here's mine, because in college, I went to watch 8 Mile, and I was a fairly big Eminem fan. Not huge, but big enough. I liked his music, but I went and watched 8 Mile, and that final rap scene, when he battles as Rabbit, and he just goes in on himself so the other guy has no ammo.
Oh.
I thought that was so, for a couple reasons. One, I was like, man, that's really cool. That's smart. And then two, I was like, if I do that, I can do that my whole life. Make fun of yourself, then nobody else can.
Mm-hmm.
And so we used to watch it in college too all the time before we'd like go out, which is few and far between
pump
for
you
me.
Up?
Yeah, we get pumped up.
Pre-party.
Yeah, here's the end of 8 Mile. It's the ending rap battle.
Everything is not to say against me. I am white. I am a bum. I do live in a trailer with my mom. My poor future is an open time. I do got a dumb friend named Cheddar Bob who shoots himself in his leg with his own gun. I did get jumped by all 6 of you jumped.
So the whole thing was, if you take the power from everybody else, they have no power. Like, take the power. And so I always thought that scene was not my favorite movie. I loved 8 Mile, though. I thought it was great.
It's a good movie?
Yeah. Oh, you've never seen 8 Mile?
Seen
oh,
it.
My gosh.
Oh, Eddie, you got to watch it. You've now been given homework of watching 8 Mile.
Why did I just do that to myself?
Because Eminem roughly plays a character based on himself named B-Rabbit. Like Bunny Rabbit.
Oh, B-Rabbit.
B-Rabbit.
Okay.
And so, I mean, that's where, you know, you only get one shot. That was for that soundtrack.
Oh, he wrote that for
this
movie.
Yeah, Lose Yourself.
Okay. I'm writing it down. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, that final scene, that's my favorite movie scene, is the final scene in 8 Mile.
Mm.
Not my favorite movie scene. Lunchbox, what is yours?
Ooh, go back to the Sandlot when Squints goes and fakes a drowning at the pool because he wants to make out with the hot lifeguard, Wendy Peppercorn.
Come on, Squints, you can do it. Pull through, bud.
What?
This magic mood, he kisses her! Yeah!
Little pervert!
That's
legendary.
Funny.
That is so great!
Yeah. Our favorite movie scenes. Hey, Morgan, number two, what is yours?
Mine's The Dark Knight, where the Joker gets captured and Batman and Joker are in there talking.
Oh, like the interrogation scene?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No, 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 you complete me.
You're garbage, you kills for money.
Don't talk like one of them, you're not.
That movie was so good, The Dark Knight.
Is that Heath Ledger?
So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Heath Ledger was the perfect Joker.
He was.
I mean, I thought, what was the dude in Suicide Squad? Jared Leto? I thought he was a good Joker.
I guess they're all pretty good Jokers.
Yeah, I thought the Jokers have been cast. Yeah. And back in the day, Jack Nicholson was the Joker.
Great Joker.
Really hasn't been a bad Joker pick.
Yeah, you're right.
Any Jokers I'm not remembering, my D? That's all of them? Yeah, that's good. Eddie, finally, what is your scene here?
Oh, man. Shawshank Redemption when... Oh, is this spoiler alert?
No, it's been out for 25 years. Okay. Good.
Okay. When they finally find out he escapes, and then Red is doing the description of how he escaped.
Yeah, Red had been in jail his whole life.
Yep.
And Red's doing, like, the voiceover talking about how Andy escaped prison.
I love it.
In 1966, Andy Dufresne escaped from Shawshank Prison. All they found of him was a muddy set of prison clothes, a bar of soap, and an old rock hammer.
Bones, I just got chills listening to that.
By the way, Red is played by
Morgan Freeman. Yeah. Oh, such a good movie.
That's a good one. Here, and not to be left out, because he does love his superheroes, Mike D's is from a superhero movie, too. Mike D, what is your favorite movie scene of all time?
The final fight scene in the first Avengers, when the Hulk's out for the first time.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't remember that.
Let's hear it. Hulk's out for the first time.
Yeah.
He's just been Bruce Banner.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Banner. Now might be a really good time for you to get angry.
That's my secret, Cap. I'm always angry.
And now he's the Hulk.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And who's that actor?
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Okay, that is cool.
Well, I appreciate everybody sharing their movie scenes. You had to get in a vulnerable place there.
Yeah.
No, not really.
I'm for Mike. For
Mike D. Because he knew Lunchbox was going to make fun of him when he came with the superhero movie. But oddly, Morgan number two came in with the superhero movie. Nobody made fun of her.
Dark Knight. Because
I don't consider
I forgot
that
about
a superhero
that.
Movie.
It's Batman.
I understand, but like, it's totally different because I don't know.
It's
you have
superhero.
No argument.
Yeah, I don't think it's
when you're like,
totally
hey,
different.
Man,
Avengers
I'm watching
is
the
just
Avengers.
As yes. awesome and Hulk. Like, I'm into that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not into superheroes, really.
And he comes out for the first
time. No argument.
You just don't like that superhero as much, so you're hating on him. Mike D, thank you for sharing with us.
Thanks for being open and honest,
appreciate
Mike.
That, buddy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A couple days ago, we got an email to the studio inside the mailbag that was basically someone from Amy's neighborhood saying Amy's not nice in the neighborhood. Apparently, this woman waves at you and you don't wave back. Apparently, she thinks you're hoity-toity.
Yeah. Well, she said, I just needed to know that nobody in the neighborhood cares that I am a celebrity on the radio or something. I don't know.
Which I would say you don't even care.
Yeah. I assume nobody in my neighborhood knows what I do or who I am. So
what did totally you think
fine.
About this after the show?
Man, I kept thinking about it and I couldn't let it go. And so I was just really curious because she signed it she was signing it for a bunch of moms in the neighborhood. So then I'm like, were they all sitting around together and like wrote it and sent, or she sent on behalf of them? Well, then I had her email address and I was like, well, I don't have her name, but I have the email. So, you know, Googled, I know she lives on my street. So then I Googled Nashville and my street, and then, well, she came up.
Oh, you found her house.
I know where she lives now. And it's, I know it. I know the house.
Ooh.
So what are you going to do?
Well, no.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah.
No,
paper?
I thought about, no, I was yes. like, should I go
Eggs.
Take her? No.
Forks in the yard?
No, guys.
Like she wakes up?
Actually, the opposite.
Oh.
I was like, should I take her cookies and be like, this is a misunderstanding? Like, she did mention in the email when I'm walking with my husband, my kids, or my friends, like, and they wave at me, like, they're just trying to be polite. But I mean, and I talked to my friends and my husband and my kids. I even talked to my daughter about it because I was like, do you see a bunch of kids playing outside? And she's like, not really, no. I'm like, okay, so I'm not crazy. Like, we're just in our own zone, like family time, doing our own thing. I'm engaged in what I have going on, so I'm not trying to be rude. I haven't noticed. I haven't turned away from people. And so I just want to, I don't even know that I need to apologize because I didn't do anything wrong, but I want to extend like an olive branch and show like, hey.
What are you going
to
do?
I don't know. Take her cookies.
That'd be so awkward. Do it.
Yeah, it would
isn't
be awkward.
Just for the story.
No, I'm not going to do it just for
because she's
going
to be so
but
nice to your face.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, she sent this email, but like, and now I know, like there's no way I can, I guess I could sort of avoid her house, but not really. But I had no idea that a family lived there, and now I do.
Go to her house. Take cookies.
Ugh.
Take your kids with you.
But I did get a lot of nice emails from listeners, like being really supportive and.
Oh, yeah?
Because
Bobby's Mailbag.
Read us one of those.
Well, this one's from Stacy. Hey, Amy, you're a friendly person, and anyone who listens to the show would know that. This woman is trying to get your attention the wrong way. If I were you, I would wave next time I saw her, but don't go out of your way to bring her cookies and apologize. What? You didn't do anything wrong, and you don't have room for a negative person in your life. Thanks for being positive. It's just funny, like, literally, I was thinking about sending her cookies, and then this listener's like, don't send her cookies, but I think I should take her cookies.
Wow, that's so awkward and awesome. I cannot wait to hear the end of the story. Yeah, you should. Yeah.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
I also know how old she is.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you can get everything from her.
Oh, I know everything. My friend has a background check thing. I know everything. And I'm like, this is so awkward now.
Why do you think she thinks you're rude?
I have no idea. I don't know who she... I have no idea.
What a fun play if she's just trying to get Amy to be her friend.
Oh.
And Amy's never been rude.
Reverse psychology kind of thing.
Oh, and then now I want to bring cookies. No, I don't think that's the case. Because if you want to be my friend, then send me an email that says, hey, there's a bunch of moms. We live on your street. I don't know if you know we live here, but we've got kids. Let's all hang.
So, next week, will you take her cookies?
Cookies, 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 cookies.
Yeah, I mean, and she listens to the show, so she's obviously hearing
Are you
this.
Committing to cookies next week?
I'll commit to cookies.
Yeah! All right, good, good, good. Next week, Amy will take her cookies. I bet it goes pretty well.
You think?
Yeah. I bet it goes pretty well.
I mean, it's so awkward.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Some people are paying to watch strangers eat.
Why?
Because they want to watch people eat really fattening food.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And those eating the food place ads offering to eat or drink pretty much anything in exchange for the cost of the food and a small service fee. In exchange, the buyer gets to listen to a stranger describe how delicious the meal tastes without consuming the calories themselves and doesn't put them at risk of gaining weight or dealing with any health issues caused by obesity.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
The diners photograph the food or take video of it from every possible angle. They write detailed essays about it. And, of course, they get graphic while they're actually eating it.
People are weird.
Yeah.
Well, that's just all that is.
Oh,
not for me.
That's interesting.
There's nothing dirty about it. It's not like a thing. But people, like...
No, but they're... Yeah. They're...
I just got some spam, by the way. It says this.
That's interesting.
Burger King has a surprise for you.
Oh.
I wonder what that is. I should click it.
No, you shouldn't click it.
But I'm telling you, I get the weirdest spam now. I got one just now for Dementia Destroyer.
Is that like a game to help with your brain?
What a boring game.
Dementia Destroyer.
Like, what a bad name for a game. It's like, hey, I'm Bobby Bones. Not only do I play Best Fiends all the time, I'm on level 7 of Dementia Destroyer. You'd have to name it better than that. But I get the weirdest spam. I'm on some sort of weird spam list. And I got one here. Russian bride.
That's
yeah,
not
don't
spam.
Click that.
AC repairs. But they all look exactly the same. It's weird. And I get those robocalls all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I get like 7 robocalls a day. Where they call and it's almost your number. It's just like one number different. So again, you assume it's your cousin. You do that?
Right.
And you're like, well, it's close
yeah,
to my number.
The first 3 numbers are just like yours.
I'm probably related to them. Or it's like someone across the street.
You're like, oh, it's me.
They got us all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And am I calling myself?
All right. Somebody has my phone, but I mean, I have it. Bobby Bone,
come on. Michael in New Mexico. What's up, bud?
Hey, not much, Bobby. How are you guys this morning?
We're good, man. Appreciate you calling. What do you want to say?
Hey, you know what? I just want to say thank you to you guys. You know, every morning we're out here, we're working out in the patch. We're working in the oil field. And no matter how rough our day gets, every time we put on your show, you guys always find a way to make us smile.
Oh, thanks,
man. We just want to say thank you, guys. You know, you guys are doing a heck of a job, and we love listening to you guys every single day.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for taking the time to call the show, too.
Hey, not a problem. I hope you guys have a good day, all right?
You too. That's a good call.
Yeah, nice.
Listen to this story. A guy swallowed an Apple AirPod, one of those little, you know, wireless
I could see that happening.
Headphone. So he swallows it. It passes all the way through his system.
Mm.
He then puts it back in his ear and it works.
I don't doubt that.
That's cool.
I've washed mine like multiple times. Still works.
So what happens is he loses one of the AirPods because they're not connected. But you can hit your phone and track them. And he's like, oh, it's still in my room. Because
he zooms in and he's like, it's in my
lower intestine.
He swallowed it without knowing?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe he was like playing with it in his mouth and then like,
no, who would do that? That's disgusting. Using the iPhone tracking feature, he discovered the device was still in his room and he heard its beeping sound follow him around because you push it, beep, and you're like, where? And by the way, he didn't feel any discomfort. He went to the hospital. Medic said, yeah, you swallowed the AirPod. They said it was currently passing through his digestive system, saying that he would need surgery to remove it if it did not appear naturally. So they said, here's a bunch of laxative. Mm. And it resurfaced. And then he cleaned it, let it dry, put it back in. The battery was at 41%. It still worked.
That is 41%. So amazing. Yeah. Okay, so, and also because I was so curious about this, he fell asleep with them in, and somehow in his sleep, it like made its way to his mouth, and that's how he didn't know.
That's how bugs get in your
system,
too.
How do you
too.
Not know if you swallow an AirPod?
Isn't that a crazy story?
It's insane.
That's crazy.
I love it.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
These metal detector guys, and again, they weren't professional treasure hunters. Is that even a thing, a professional treasure hunter?
Yeah, I think people do that. Mm-hmm.
Well, so they just have metal detectors, and they're just out, like, let's see what this does. And they go out into a field, and they find 12 silver coins. And it's like, doo-doo-doo. They're like, holy cow, we can't believe we found these coins. So they found a couple more, and over the next few days, they kept getting led to more and more.
Stop it.
They found 500 coins and found out that they were part of the 14th century treasure that was buried in that area.
Get out!
Their haul includes 12 ultra-rare full gold coins from the time of the Black Death, whatever that is, which are worth around $13,000 each. Each.
What?
For now, the coins are being kept in a museum before being sold. But their collection, these guys who just bought metal detectors to walk around in a field, is now worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's awesome.
I love stuff like
that. Isn't
that
crazy?
I mean, doesn't it make you want to go get a metal detector and just kind of see what's out there?
I've done that. And I didn't find Jack. Like, I went on a beach with him.
How long did you look for?
Long enough like to be annoyed.
Well, yeah.
Good for these guys, though. You know, they went out. They were pursuing a hobby and they found something good.
That's so cool.
I used one once to find my wedding ring when I dropped it and it worked.
Amy lost her wedding ring for a whole season.
Oh, months. Well, because it was snowing when I dropped it. And by the way, it was the morning. My mom and I were road tripping from North Carolina to Austin while my husband was in Afghanistan. I left and it was snowing, dropped it. We had to get in the car and go. So we left. The season changed when I returned
Literally,
home.
The season
Literally,
changed.
Literally, yeah. The snow melted, went back after my husband got home from deployment, and I went and got a metal detector and found it.
How does that stuff happen to you?
Oh, all the time. Everything she ever loses. She's living good.
Man.
Making good decisions.
You just have to,
Jesus watching you. Jesus knows.
Well,
knows.
I also had a metal detector.
But he knew.
He gave you the metal detector.
He invented the person who made the metal detector.
Correct.
Yeah, there you go.
Just for me.
That's good news.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, time to laugh, everybody.
The Morning Corny.
What did one DNA strand say to the other DNA strand?
What did one DNA strand say to the other DNA strand?
Do these jeans make my butt look big?
That's funny.
That's a good one. That's corny.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Rachel in Massachusetts, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, Bobby. How are you?
Really good. Thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
I'm just calling to say you make my day. Every day I listen to you guys in the morning, and it makes my day. I love everything about your show. You're just like the realest person there is. Truly enjoy listening to everything.
Oh, thanks a lot. What do you do for a living?
I'm a case manager. I support adults with intellectual disabilities. I work in an individual supports program. So we support these individuals to live independently in their own apartments. So, it's a very rewarding job. Challenging, but rewarding.
That's a quite giving profession. I'm up here doing a dopey radio show, and she's calling in telling me how cool I am, but she's out there making a difference. Well, let me send you something. I'll send you, do you care if I'll send you a copy of my new book. I'll sign it for you if you care.
Oh, I would love that.
Okay.
Love that. Thank you.
It's kind of the only prize we have. They don't give us a budget for prizes, but I can get the book company to mail me free books to send out. Do you think people go, but I was giving away his book again?
I don't know. She just said she would like it.
All right.
I feel like our listeners would be honest with you. You're like, would you like that? And they might be like,
That would be funny. I would personally laugh if they went, you know what? I'm good. Yeah. I do have a game I want to play, Amy. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you three characters in a TV show. All you have to do is name the TV show.
Okay.
Okay? We'll let you and Lunchbox play this game here. So, I'll give you like the three first names. All you have to do is name it. Here we go. Number one. Ready? Penny, Leonard, and Howard. What TV show is that, Amy? Penny, Leonard, and Howard.
Penny?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this should be easy because...
Penny, Leonard, and Howard.
Oh, Big Bang Theory?
There you go. The whole universe was in a we gave that away. Dense state that
nearly 14 I just needed to dig deep into my brain for that penny. I knew I had heard it before.
Lunchbox, ready?
Yeah.
Ted, Marshall, and Barney. Ted, Marshall, and Barney. What show is that?
How I Met Your Mother.
There you go. Amy.
Yeah.
Eric, Tammy, and Julie. Eric, Tammy, and Julie. What TV show is that?
Friday Night Lights.
Yes. Lunchbox. Carl, Laura, and Steve. What TV show has the characters Carl, Laura, and Steve?
That has to be Family Matters.
That's true. Yeah, they're nailing them right now. First one to miss loses.
Oh, wow.
Amy, Kevin, Michael, and Jim. Kevin, Michael, and Jim. Go ahead.
The Office.
There you go. I did watch Scott's Tots last night.
Oh.
Some people skip that episode.
It's funny.
It's my favorite episode. Yeah. It's the cringiest. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Stan, Kyle, and Kenny. Stan, Kyle, and Kenny.
Come on.
Go ahead.
Going down to South Park.
Oh, man, I would not have gotten that.
Amy, George, Jerry, and Elaine.
Seinfeld.
Lunchbox. Jesse, Skyler, and Walter. Jesse, Skyler, and Walter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
Breaking Bad.
There you go. Good. All right, sudden death. First one to buzz in with their name.
Whoa!
About out of time.
Okay. Sudden death.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Joey.
Hey!
Amy.
Friends.
Wow, you went quick on just Joey?
Well, I have to. This is his method.
I kind of love this. Hashtag car alarm challenge where you do your best imitation of a car alarm. Now, these are humans. They sound great. That's a human. Come on. That's amazing.
How do they do that?
Tell me that's not awesome.
No, I mean.
That's like a Flo Rida song. Like a latching into that. Amy, give me a car alarm. Go ahead. No, I didn't say an 1800 ambulance.
No, that's what it was. Okay, what does a car alarm sound like?
That's a dump truck backing up.
Is that a car alarm?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead. That's a cat.
Wow.
Lunchbox, you want to take a shot at this?
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Go ahead. It's tough.
That's like a hurt puppy.
We all can make fun of each other.
Whoa, yeah. That wasn't good. All right.
That's a happy puppy. Yeah. Lunches is all puppies with different temperaments. Go ahead.
Bobby, you want me to go?
Oh. Right. You get in there now. That one's not that bad. I wonder if I can go high pitch.
Come on, Bobby, get up there.
I'm a cat.
Meow, meow.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Listen,
it's not so easy, is it?
Well, no. It's not supposed to be, though. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, car alarm challenge. The Bobby Bones Show. So what happened?
So out on a walk again, like we normally do. Again, son's on the scooter, and he's way ahead of me. And he stops at every corner where he may have to cross the street. He stops at the corner and waits, because that's the rule. Don't cross the street until
without
I catch
you
up
guys.
To you.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm walking with some girlfriends. We're way behind. And I see this car turn the corner and then pull over. The woman gets out of her car and runs.
Wow.
She sees this little boy on a corner all by himself.
It's dramatic.
And she's thinking, where's your mom? So she's yelling, almost yelling at him, like, why are you out here by yourself? Where is your mom? And I'm like, from behind, I'm like, what is happening? My friends and I were like, what is going on? And I'm like, excuse me. And she goes, I'm not talking to you. I'm looking for his mom.
Okay.
Which, by the way, Amy has a black son.
Yes.
Amy's a white woman, so people often go, that's not the match.
Yeah, so he is black. I'm white. He's Haitian.
Oh, so, that too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So hold on, because it gets better.
Oh.
She goes, first of all, she points a finger at me. She goes, I'm not talking to you. I'm looking for his mom.
She points a finger at you?
Well, like this, like, because she's very concerned about this situation.
Okay.
Almost like, you know, once she found out I was his mom, she was a little bit relieved, but also like, why is he standing on this corner by himself? And I'm like, I'm right back here. It's because he's on an electric scooter and he's ahead of me and he's awesome and he waits for me at each crossing. So anyway.
Are you friends with you?
Yes.
Do you guys want to jump her?
No, but it just was, we were like, whoa, this is all very intense.
Yeah.
Because even if I saw an eight, like I get it. He's 8, almost 9, but he does look 4. So in her mind, she's probably thinking there's a 4-year-old on the corner or a 5-year-old. But really in my mind, I'm like, we're good. So I as I get closer, I'm like, no, ma'am, I am his mom. And then she kind of backs off a little bit. She goes, oh, and she goes, okay. No judgment here. I get it. My family has taken in people from Ethiopia.
No judgment here. Oh my goodness. What is happening? Oh.
I mean, I was like, okay, just because he has an accent and he's black, like, he's from Ethiopia now. So it was just funny. Like, in my friends and I, it was just a good... It was a good moment because it had layers to it of like she was freaking out. She pulled over. It's almost like she's out of breath. And then she put her finger. I'm not talking to you. I'm looking for his mom. Okay.
How many friends do you have with you?
4. It's our girl gang.
Y'all rolling deep on the street.
Yeah,
we roll deep. It was 5, I guess, because Mary's in town.
People
so
shut the doors when they walk by. Shut the doors. They pull down their shades like, uh-oh, the girl gang's coming by.
Woodlums.
Yeah.
What's your color? Do you have gang color?
No, but should we get one?
Yeah, like polka dot.
Yeah. Tie-dye's really in right now.
Yeah, that's true.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Dolores and Lynn have been pen pals since the 60s. We're talking 60 years of writing letters. They live in 2 separate countries. And after 60 years, Dolores got on a plane and went and met Lynn in person.
Wow.
They kept in contact since they were in like 4th grade. Started writing letters, you know, some program, and then kept it going, said, finally, after 60 years, I guess we should meet each other before we die.
Oh, wow.
Well, they didn't say that, but I just assumed because they got to be old.
They couldn't move that over to text, you don't think, at some point? They just want to keep writing letters?
Well, they turned it into emails, texts, and phone calls to stay in touch with technology advanced.
And 6 years later, they got together.
They finally met. Best friends forever. BFF.
That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come, Bobby.
So here's the news. Talking about a Raging Idiot song here.
A song called Hobby Lobby Bobby. And it's in my head so much. He says, my name is Hobby Lobby Bobby. If you like arts and crafts, just call me. I can teach you origami. Anyway.
He's sitting at the news desk.
He's in a suit and tie.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a sports coat and a tie or whatever.
My name is Hobby Lobby Bobby. If you like arts and crafts, just call me.
This is one of the songs that I've just played on our radio, a little bit. But yeah, crazy, huh? So shout out to Shane Ewing from Cake News in Wichita, Kansas for singing Hobby Lobby Bobby.
That's awesome.
Isn't that funny?
And the other 2 co-anchors or whatever are looking at him like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Bobby Bone, come on. All right, what did you do in Lunchbox?
It's called Bathroom Confession. So I go sit in the stall in a bathroom and I wait for someone to sit in the stall next to me and then I ask them for life advice.
Oh, how creepy would it be if somebody's just like, because that's what he does here.
Stall 1, what up at stall 2?
Yeah.
So my wife's sister sent me a dirty pic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to like respond. Like, do I tell my wife or do I tell my sister-in-law, hey, you need to cut that out? Like,
just act like it didn't come through.
Yeah.
Just delete it.
Yeah.
And then pretend it didn't even happen.
All right, so don't say anything to either one.
I'm going to say anything to either one.
All right, thanks, man.
That's not bad advice, though. And the guy was just straightforward, like, here's what I think about it.
Yeah, laugh it out at first.
That's funny. Lunchbox is in a public bathroom sitting in a stall, and when someone sits next to me, knocks on the wall and asks for advice. You ask someone... Because you got fired, apparently, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I faked like I got fired, but I was scared to tell my wife, so I was taking business trips anyway, and I was seeing if I should tell her after a month because I was feeling bad.
All right.
Stall 1, what up at stall 2? I got fired from my job like a month ago, and I've been taking these business trips just because I didn't want to tell my wife that I got fired. I think I need to tell my wife, and I just don't know how.
Honestly, it's the best policy.
Should I, like, leave a note? Do I write it in a card, or should I tell her? Like,
No, you should absolutely have a physical conversation.
Okay, so a text message, don't think works?
No, that's cowardly.
Thanks, man. I'm sorry to bother you. I know it's awkward. I'm
hoping it all works out for you.
Thank you, man.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you almost have no other thing to do but to answer.
Yeah. You're not going anywhere.
Because you're trapped. Bobby Bones. Yeah. All right. Bathroom confessions. Lunchbox goes into a public bathroom. Where are you doing these, by the way?
I was doing them in airports just because I knew there was a lot of people coming and going. So you're going to have a lot of traffic. And so you're going to get a lot of people in stall 3, stall 4, stall 1. So you go to the busiest place, the airport.
So he's sitting in the airport bathroom, knocking on the stall. I'm surprised they don't think he wants to do something else.
All right.
No,
that's when you slide your foot under.
Yeah.
With toilet paper.
The international sign is to slide your foot under?
Yeah, tap your foot.
I thought you slid a piece of toilet paper under.
Listen, I don't know what's happening. All I know is that Lunchbox is in airport bathrooms, knocking on the wall, getting advice from people. And this one, you lost a bunch of money?
Yeah, I said I lost $5,000 at the casino last night, and it was supposed to be a down payment for our car. What should I do?
Stall 1, what up? It's stall 2. I lost $5,000 at the casino last night, which was supposed to be a down payment for a car, and I don't know how to tell my wife.
You lost $5,000, man?
Yeah. Tell her. Should I, like, lie and say the $5,000 fell out of my pocket?
Just tell her the truth. Better that way.
Let's say and tell her the truth.
Yeah, the truth.
You think I should get her some flowers?
Like some chocolate if you
have. Oh, chocolate. Yeah. There you go.
Good advice.
That's good advice. Right, let's do one more. Here you go. Lunchbox is knocking on the wall.
Stall 4, stall 3. I need some life advice. Can you help me out? Stall 4, stall 3. Stall 4. Stall 4. I convinced my wife. We named our daughter.
That's good. The guy didn't want anything to do with it. He didn't answer and he just flushed.
Lunchbox, did you see his feet under there?
Oh, I saw his feet. I was looking at his feet. That's why I kept knocking because I was like, I know
so
you're there.
Awkward.
Like, I know you're there and you are just ignoring me. And he would not respond. And so I just went into it. And I don't know if he even got done. He just got up and left. He flushed. It was out.
There you go. There's Lunchbox having people talk to him while they're both sitting on the toilet. There it is.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Give me your opinion on this. A woman who wants to marry her boyfriend is not thrilled that he customized for his ex-girlfriend and that he never proposed with it.
Oh, the ring?
Right, but he designed it for her. What do you think about that? So again, he didn't propose with it.
He did. There was no proposal.
No, right, but he had it and he made it and he made it with the ex-girlfriend in mind. Proposal didn't happen, but then it's time to propose to his current girlfriend. He just uses that ring. I shouldn't say just uses. Mm. He used that ring.
That's it.
Talk to me, Amy.
I don't know. I mean, part of me doesn't want to care about it, but I mean, I guess I would just hope that he would want to maybe. I get it. You already have the ring and that's probably a lot of money. So you got to figure that out. But I mean, you could sell it, like, you know, how you strip a car for parts.
So strip the ring for parts.
Strip the ring for parts.
Lose
sell
money.
Sell the gold, sell the diamond.
Lose
take
money.
A hit.
Okay.
And then redesign something for her engagement ring. Because, I mean, that's just.
The new potential bride-to-be says her boyfriend spent thousands on the ring for the ex but never popped a question, so she never got the ring. He's been holding on to it. Said maybe this was the purpose the whole
maybe.
Time.
Maybe. That's a good way to look at it. That's actually a really, if he were to say that to me, you know, maybe this is, I mean, that might actually work if he phrases it correctly. Now, why, and I would want to know why. I mean, did he end up just breaking up with her? Did she break up with him? I don't know. There's so many questions, but I say strip the ring for parts.
Lunchbox, what do you think about this?
I don't think it's a big deal at all. I don't see a problem. The ring has never been used. It's a brand new, beautiful ring. And you love the ring and you love him. He got down on one knee. You're the first proposal that ring has ever seen. And it is for you, the one and only. Get over yourself and accept the ring.
So what if she happened to have a wedding band for another dude and she's like, well, I'm going to give this one to you.
Okay. And it never was used? Fine. No problem with that.
Quote, Something in my heart just can't get over the fact that the ring was originally made for someone else.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I bought this, like, take it, any gift, like, for that matter, you buy it for somebody else, and then they find out, like, oh, I actually needed this for you, but I'm giving it to you.
That's like saying, oh, I can't buy that house because anyway, someone else already lived in it. Like, come on, get over it. That house was built for someone else.
Okay, that's different.
We'll put this up on our Facebook page. People can go and hop in and see what they want to say about this. Quote, he assured me she never wore it.
Exactly.
But I just don't want something that wasn't made for me. Can I just say this, though? Because I am on your side on this. It'd be tough for me. I'm just a human, and I would be like, oh, you meant this for someone else? Then she should have it. Maybe a new one. That's not practical, but that's, I would feel the same way.
But rings that, aren't but practical said, in general.
Rings aren't practical. And two, if you just go get a ring, it was never designed for you either. Just a normal ring. I don't know why I even told her. Let me be honest with
but
you.
Even, but even, Bobby, I mean, say like, he doesn't design
where,
it.
That's where my
it
mind goes back. Yeah. Like, why'd you even bring this up? Just give her the ring and be like,
exactly.
Ta-da.
But well, you make a great point. Guilty. He makes a great point. That ring, rings are not designed specifically for you. It's just at a ring shop and you go pick it out. It's designed
for
whoever.
No, but I
can
counter that. He bought the ring with the intent of marrying somebody else and that didn't work out, so he's been holding on to it to give to you.
And if you don't want it, he'll marry someone else.
Oh, and use the same ring.
Yep.
Yeah. So that would cause you to break up with the girl?
Yeah, you don't want the ring? Peace.
Enough of you two. Bobby Bones. All right, here's your question. More than a quarter of people said they haven't taken part in this activity even once in the past year. What is it? Let's go over to John in Missouri, who is on the phone. Hey, John, about a quarter of people
say
they haven't done this. Take it home.
Driving.
No, not it. That's incorrect. Thank you, though.
Oh.
I know.
Thanks.
Amy.
Cooking.
Oh, no, that's not it either. Sorry. Lunchbox?
Gone to a wedding.
No, I'm sorry. That's not it. Eddie?
I got it, and it's going to make you really happy. Going to a movie.
Incorrect. No. Oh. Let's take one more shot at it. Let's go over to Chad in New Orleans. Chad, more than a quarter of people say they haven't done this. What is it?
All right, I have two guesses. I'd say trick-or-treating. My daughter says getting a haircut.
Oh, wow. Well, guess what? Neither are right. Yeah. All right, the answer is 20% of people haven't even read part of a book in the past 12 months. Oh. No book reading.
Oh.
So read some books, folks. That's what I say.
I'd be part of that group for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you read?
Nothing.
Your phone?
Yeah, text, tweets.
Here's the question. Is this annoying or awesome? Here's a Southwest Airlines flight attendant wrapping the in-flight safety demonstration. Okay, here we go.
My name is Carol, and I'd like to say hey. I'm on our way, so fasten your seatbelts, make them nice and tight. You better do them good. We're going to check if they're right.
Okay, Lunchbox, what do you think about that?
I'm already annoyed. Like, I am so annoyed if I'm on that plane. I just get up there, do it, and get down. Don't try to be a performer. If you want to be a performer, go get an act in Vegas and have a residency. This is annoying.
Oh, it's that easy to go get a residency?
Well, I mean, this is obviously someone that wanted to be a performer, and then they have everybody held hostage so they can do whatever they want.
Amy?
Y'all, I'm pretty sure if I was a flight attendant, I would do that. In fact, I think I know that I would because I can make the rhyme. Like, I could write a rap like that would be good, and I would do it. I think it's awesome. That sounds like I had an answering machine rap basically just like that I was a kid.
And do you remember how it went?
Exactly.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Amy.
Hello, we're the Moffitts with a story to tell. We're not home at the moment, so don't have a cow. Just leave a little message at the sound of the tone, and we'll call back as soon as possible when we get home.
Yeah, there it is. Come on.
My sister was so embarrassed because she was in junior high when I was in elementary school, and I put that on our family answering machine, and her little boyfriends would call, and she'd be like, oh, my gosh.
I'm going to go on. I'm a little annoyed by it.
Thank you.
But I get for the overall. I think most people aren't. I'm okay with it. I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's fun for the airline. When I get on a plane, I try to go to sleep. So when I'm trying to go to sleep and they're screaming out rap, it's fine. Listen, I'm going to go on Amy's side of it that I think it's great for the brand. It's fun. Southwest is fun. They're real nice. But man, when they start, sometimes they'll sing and it's awkward and they can't sing and they're trying to sing.
Oh, yeah, that's.
It's like somebody at karaoke who tries too hard. And you're just kind of like, oh, I'd rather have a bad singer than someone who thinks that stinks. But I'm for it. Like, I'm for it.
So but you're against it.
2-1-4. That's where we are. That's where we fall on this. Bobby Bones, come on. this woman has food poisoning, and that is just an awful feeling. Nothing you can do. Head hurts, stomach hurts. Ugh. And she's like, I have terrible food poisoning. Until she gave birth.
Oh, wow. So she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Patricia Crawford, a New Jersey woman, thought she had food poisoning, spent the night in the bathroom with tummy troubles, and then at 5 a.m. her son was born.
Golly. Ah, this happens, and it's so crazy. Every time it happens, it's so bizarre.
She said she didn't have any pregnancy symptoms over the 9 months, aside from the occasional stomach pain. Said she may have felt a flutter, but it was like, I thought it was gas.
But I mean, I just see how big bellies get. Some, like the baby, like there's no denying that someone is like 9 months pregnant. And then...
And I wonder that moment too, where it goes from, am I about to do number two, to there's a baby head.
Probably a different feeling.
But it's like, oh my, that's what? Huh?
I know.
Crazy.
I wonder if my friend that this happened to, she would be willing. I mean, I haven't talked to her in years.
I'd love for you to get her on the phone.
I mean, I would have tracked her down. She's my friend from college. This legit happened to her. And she was in the bathroom, didn't know she was pregnant. Next thing you know, baby came out.
There you have it.
But her uterus is really set far back.
Yeah, mine too. Amy, what's happening today?
Today, just no meetings or anything crazy. Ballet day.
Oh, how you been practicing?
Oh, I don't practice. My daughter does. Oh. But she's
been
funny. Eddie.
Amy's been doing ballet too, secretly.
Yeah, we didn't
and
know.
All of a sudden she comes out like,
no, but I do try to work with my daughter on it. But she's really enjoying soccer, which is a 180 because she was not liking it. And now she is. And then ballet's kind of getting there. And then Eddie, she loves the keyboard. Did you know it makes all kinds of noises?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's buttons you can program and it's like, makes sounds.
Maybe you can do beats. Yeah,
does
exactly.
Beats.
Ross used to play them on Friends and it was like, I was in a band.
Working on my music.
And then you press it.
Yeah, and it'd be like, hey,
yeah. Remember that.
Thank you. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.